Have you ever wondered what a spiritual aim is? What could be my spiritual aim? We're going to talk about that today on The Spiritual American. We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Welcome back, everyone. Today is a very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about spiritual aim. And just like any other aim in life, we set a goal and we move towards the goal. And maybe it's pretty clear, like let's say in terms of school, right? I want to get a degree and I have an aim that I'm going to finish college and that's my aim and I'm going to work towards that on a daily basis, on a regular basis. I'm going to work towards that aim. So ask yourself right now, do I have a spiritual aim? What is a spiritual aim? I am going to share with you what I have heard in the past, what I think maybe people are thinking that it means. And I'm also going to share the spiritual aims that I have come to understand based on my studies with the Brahma Kumaris and my experiences. So the first one is the basic one that I think maybe is universal for people. If they say I have a spiritual aim, they're usually thinking I want to transform my personality. I'd like to become more generous. I'd like to become more peaceful. I'd like to be happy. I'd like my relationships to work. So basically, they're looking at their behaviors and they're looking at their inner feelings and the quality of their life and their relationships. So that is, I think, what people think of when they talk about spiritual aim. Another spiritual aim might be something like if you're in evangelist or if you're in a religion that shares with other people, like the tenets of the religion, and your aim is to attract a certain amount of people or share with a certain amount of people, that could also be related to a spiritual aim. For me, before, I don't think I had a spiritual aim. I think I had the aim of fixing myself. I wanted to not be confused anymore. I wanted to always improve myself. I felt like God and me were okay. When we talk about spirituality, God kind of comes in somewhere along the line, right? So my feelings before I came to this understanding and this knowledge is that God and I were okay. And as long as I do what I'm supposed to do, God will basically give me whatever I want. And I basically had that kind of a relationship. It was, as long as I do what's in front of me, I'll get what I ask for, as long as it's coming from a pure place. And actually, that wasn't too far from the truth. I still believe that there's some kind of a relationship between your desires, your pure desires, and your karma. If you deal with the thing that's in front of you, you're opening up a space for what you want to come. I actually do still believe that to some degree. But what has changed is that the spiritual aim actually became spiritual. So for instance, if you've been watching the rest of the podcast, the main principle of Raj Yoga meditation practice is that I am a soul. I am a spirit. So right there is different from anything else that I had done before. So I am a spirit. So the beginning, the starting point was changed. I'm a soul and my nature is peace. That's the other piece. I'm a soul and my nature is peace. My nature is love. My nature is benevolence. So one spiritual aim that I could take on right away is that I would like to feel more of my original nature. And that is what meditation is for. So in meditation, I'm sitting still and I'm telling myself, I'm a soul, my nature is peace. And I'm trying to feel that feeling of peace associated with me, with my being. It's not associated with any other person or any situation. My nature is peace. My nature is love, benevolence, purity, power, wisdom. Those are all my qualities. So one spiritual aim, like I said, would be to increase the awareness of those qualities that are mine, that belong to me, that are part of me. I think that's the basic fundamental practice of Raja Yoga meditation, and that could be a spiritual aim. Another spiritual aim comes when you recognize or are introduced to the Supreme Soul or God, as we understand God in the Brahma Kumaris. As we understand God, God is a soul. So I'm a soul, and now I understand that God is a soul. Wait a minute. Okay. Like, I'm trying to get my bearings. Okay. I'm a point of light, meaning I'm a point of consciousness. I'm a unique point of consciousness, living consciousness. And God is also a point of living consciousness. Wow. When I heard that God is a point and I'm a point, that he's not bigger or smaller than me, or I'm not bigger or smaller than him, that made me feel happy, because I'm sure some of you had different ideas about God before. He's a big old man with a beard sitting on a throne somewhere ready to bring his wrath, or he's judging me or thinking bad about me, or he made something good happen, he made something bad happen. So when I heard this knowledge, and I recommend that you all go back and take the course. I put the course on the podcast, so it's there. 5 episodes, and you'll get the basic knowledge of the spiritual knowledge. So when I got the spiritual knowledge of who I am, who God is, how I can tune into God's frequency, which is stillness and peace and purity and benevolence, when I can tune into that frequency, then I'm connecting with God at a vibrational level. Because I'm the spirit and I'm the soul, I'm the energy, and now I'm connecting with God, a soul, a spirit at that level. So when I heard that introduction of God, an introduction of the soul, an introduction of God, then another aim became clear. I want to increase my connection with God, and I also want to become more like God. God is the ocean of peace, the ocean of love, the ocean. So unlimited. And I wrote down here too, surrendered for service. So God doesn't take anything. He doesn't even take a body. He just gives. God the Father, I'm talking about. I know my Christian friends, there's a connection between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's a connection there. But I'm talking about God the Father now. So God the Father doesn't have a body. He's benevolent, wise, full of knowledge, full of peace, and so forth. And that's my Father. So I, the soul, that's my Father. So then that brings me another aspect of my aim. So I want to be like God. And it also is because I am the same. Like, there's some sense of being the same at the spiritual level. So that's a spiritual aim. I would like to be, I'm already like God in terms of qualities, but I would like to increase my capacity for that, like God, and also be able to serve at the level of vibration. So that could be another spiritual aim. Another spiritual aim that I have become aware of and have taken on is the aim of living harmoniously as a human being. No violence, no force. So what does that mean? Harmony in relationships. I'm able to navigate through my day, through my life, without causing sorrow, without taking sorrow, without feeling disturbed. This is a lot of work, by the way. Because there's a lot of other stuff in there, right? There's a lot of disturbing things, talking stuff. And by the way, if you're listening to this right now, and maybe this is your first video of listening to this, and maybe this feels like way too beyond where you're at, okay? The first 100 episodes of this podcast is all about facing the noise in our heads. That's all it's about. Facing all the stuff and trying to get it under control and the noise coming down. So I invite you all, If this, what I'm talking about right now, feels beyond where you are and it feels like too much, go back and watch some of those other episodes and start to get a handle on what's going on. By the way, nobody can skip steps. Everybody's coming in at the bottom and we're all trying to get to the top. A spiritual aim means we're trying to get back to our original nature. So this aim that I'm talking about right now, about living harmoniously, means that I'm working out a lot of that noise. And my nature, my original nature, is coming forth. I'm not getting angry anymore. I'm not getting frustrated anymore. And I'm not fighting it. Like, I'm not forcing myself not to get angry. Anybody have that one? You know you're not supposed to, or you're supposed to be calm, so I'm going to try to be calm and force myself to be calm. In the meantime, internally, there's still a lot of disturbance, right? So a spiritual aim would be, in this case, being able to remove that disturbance inside, to be able to process those feelings and remove that disturbance. So in the moment, during my day, I feel happy. And I have words for that. So the words for that aim would be something like, I exist, I'm here, I'm alive, and everything's okay. So if I had to put words on these different spiritual aims, so I think I went over three. So one spiritual aim would be like, I want to be a better person, right? I want to be a good person. I want to be a moral person. I don't want to hurt anybody. I want to be a good person. A lot of us have that, just the basic, I just want to be a good person. The second aim is to want to be like God, or want to be filled up with my own self-respect, let's say. I'm going to know who I am. I'm going to learn who I am, really, like the truth. I'm going to get in touch with the truth of who I am and who everybody is, really. And in that truth, I'm going to discover the original nature of myself and understanding that that's God's nature too. So there's a connection with God, the Supreme Soul, and there's also a blooming forth of recognition of who I am. And then there's service with that one too. So in that awareness, I'm also aware that that stage of a consciousness helps everybody else. There's a cooperative energy there. It helps everyone. If I'm peaceful, that helps everyone. Truly peaceful. If I'm loving, that helps everyone. If I'm generous-hearted, if I'm silent, that helps everyone. So there's a cooperative nature to God and to me in my soul conscious state. So that's the second aim. The third aim is the harmonious life, harmonious human life. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Is it possible to live without all the noise in our heads? Is it possible to live without jealousy and anger and upset and pain? Is it possible? Yes. Look at nature. You can see it. You can see it. There's no jealousy. The birds are not jealous. The animals are not jealous. The tree is not sitting there thinking, oh, you know, there's no sunshine. I'm so complaining. I wish the sun would come out. But the animals and plants are not complaining. There's no complaining. There's no jealousy. There's no upset. I'm not talking about physical pain or survival or anything like that. Those are animal functions. Those are instinctual functions. I'm talking about this being happy, or being peaceful, or being in harmony with. I don't need that other stuff. I don't need the jealousy. I don't need the feeling bad about myself. I don't need any of that. It's possible to live without it, but I got to work through it. So the aim would be to work through that so that I can be like a flower. There's an episode coming up called Be a Flower. What is a flower? Flower just is there, has a fragrance, and makes everybody happy. Can I live like that? So these are spiritual aims. These are aims like beyond the ordinary. So if what I'm discussing right now is interesting to you, like, wow, I never thought of it that way before. I never heard of that before. Maybe that is something that I'd like to learn more about. I would suggest take a look in the description. There's meditation videos, there's online class, free online class. There's the Brahma Kumaris website. There's centers all over the world. If you want to go in person and get connected, again, the kids use this word vibe. If you like the vibe of what is here that I'm speaking, but you like what you're sensing or you're feeling, then I invite you to look for more. Of course, you're welcome to keep listening to the podcast. I'm going to keep on sharing here as well. So I will leave it there, and I'll leave you with the question for your own reflection. Do I have a spiritual aim? And would I like to have one? And when I have an aim, life becomes meaningful, isn't it? So I'll leave you with that. And remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.